You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
JSC has closed its doors ahead of the public holiday, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. And this podcast is proudly brought to you by sharenet.co.za. Goodness me, Greg, I'm going to give you the numbers in a moment. But it's down across the board. Only the platinums are up, and that's been a major outperformer index-wise over the last 3 months, I think it is. But it really felt today as though something was going wrong, despite the fact that there's some rand strength.
I think we have to take some responsibility. Yesterday, talking about a melt up, which we saw, you know, the end of last week and the beginning of this week, but it all seems a long distant part of the past now. Down 700 points on the all share today, and the selling sort of intensified into the close. So some serious volume going through the market. Obviously, we had the futures close out midday, but certainly in the retail and the financials, the banks, all of those counters under big pressure.
Let's put our followers in the picture, Greg. Banks down 1.75%, financials down 1.4%, industrial shares on the JSE today 1.5% weaker, retailers, ouch, 2.6% weaker, resources down 0.9%, gold shares were flat, platinum shares up 1.4%, the all share itself a 1.25% loser, a lot of that in the last hour, 56,146 on the close, and the value traded 44.6 billion. I think cumulatively since Friday, from Friday to Wednesday, i.e. today, there has been a really good average on the value traded going through the JSE. Dollar rand was 14.55, currently 14.39 against the US dollar, 19.01 against the pound, 16.35 against the euro, euro dollar ahead of the Fed, 113.60. The gold price down 3 to 13.04, the platinum price up 7 to $8.59 an ounce, and the oil price is a 35 cents gainer for Brent crude in London, 67.94. Dow Jones, as the JSE closed, on tenterhooks, down 0.2%, and the FTSE in London down slightly. Greg, today we had a couple of things coming out. We had an Omnia trading statement and then an announcement that Old Mutual had increased its stake to 10.07%. We had EOH saying, sorry, if you're expecting our results, we're going to reschedule them. Never a good idea. And internationally, a profit warning from BMW. Sort of a bit of a gloomy afternoon, I think.
Yeah, I mean, look, EOH has been so battered and bruised. You know, it just seems a never-ending stream of bad news there. The share down 8%, 14 rand 34. But as you say, you can't imagine a situation where delaying the release of results, I can't remember a case where it was, you know, they made so much money they couldn't count it, it all really. So market, actually, I thought the market took the news quite well, only down 8%, but the share price has done a lot of work on the downside. The Omnia trading statement, a little bit of a shock there, 55 rand 20. It's one that I've been keeping an eye on, that been growing the debtors book quite a bit, which is always worrisome. And as you say, that came out at 10 to 12, 2 o'clock. They announced that Old Mutual had increased the stake, so that sort of comforted the shareholders there. So they're finishing down for 4.8% at 55 rand 20.
What are you saying? Are you saying that the fact that the Old Mutual has gone from wherever it was to 10.07%, Old Mutual knows everything, and therefore you should say, oh, well, this venerable 150-year-old institution must be right because it's never been wrong in the past. I don't buy that rubbish.
No, what you're saying is quite right. That's certainly no... I think what it did was sort of brought some buying back into the stock. People thought maybe it's an opportunity, and you know, you've got big strong hands, Old Mutual, you know, they're not short-term traders there. But my feeling is they may have made a mistake here with Omnia. I think the results are only due in about May. but yeah, let's watch this space if there isn't more trading updates. But you know, who am I to say?
Good company. Chemicals and explosives, and Old Mutual obviously does a lot more work than a hack like me does. So yeah, I hope it all works out for their shareholders, their stakeholders, etc. Greg, let's have a look at the top five major moves up and down. Vivo, get off my screen. I say that every day. What do they do there? And yeah, but anyway, well, I'll speak to them about this. On the upside as well, Northern Platinum nearly 4% higher, Bidcorp 2.1% to the good, Harmony up 1.9%, and Old Mutual itself, just speaking about them, a 1.7% gainer. At some stage, this platinum story, if you have a look at the palladium graph, is going to come to a halt, and it'll come down quite sharply. But at the moment, we must enjoy the platinum group metal stocks doing really well, Greg.
Yeah, it's reminiscent of a gold bull run. You know, you've got only a few counters really there, but everybody knows the stocks, all familiar names, and yeah, quite exciting. And it's got a bit of a sort of a momentum surge behind all of it, and a lot of investors had forgotten about this space. They're suddenly waking up and saying, wow, we're missing an opportunity here. Maybe we're underweight in this space. Let's go and have a look. And fresh money seems to be coming into the trade. And there's, look, with Northern today, people go, well, you know, there's one, there must be another one. Which one have we overlooked? Okay, let's grab some Northern. So that one moving today, obviously the Star's been, has been saying every day, has been in parlor, but Northern putting in a decent charge today.
Retailers were down 2.6% today, and that follows up on a retail sales number for the month of January, which shows after a 1.6% contraction in December, a 1.2% gain. But 1.6% down to a 1.2% gain year on year for retail sales, no wonder the retailers were down 2.6%. And if you look at the top five major moves to the downside, Massmart is one of them, down 5%. But again, it's... people are not having the confidence or the ability to go out there and spend money, Greg, apart from you, of course.
Yeah, you would think that people at Macro would be selling a lot of gas stoves and solar panels and you know, all sorts of equipment to survive these blackouts. But I think people are just generally pulling back on their spending. You've obviously had the electricity increase, which is coming through in April. That's about 13%. Petrol price went up at the beginning of this month, probably. Again, into April again, and the consumer, you know, when people start to think, well, we might have to put something away for the dark times, they stop spending on these discretionary things. And I thought the retailers were really, really battered. As you said, Massmart was probably the one leading the pack down, in 85% down, 78 Rand. But no specific news to that stock, just seems to be a retailer's out of favour.
Did you ever, when you were on Diagonal Street, on the floor of the old JSE, the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, trade a share called Rex Trueform Group Limited, Greg?
I remember it having sort of a B share and an A share. It was very confusing to a young trader, but it didn't trade that often. And so it was almost sort of everybody gather around, there's going to be a trade. Somebody who's been a trader in the market for 25 years, got the whole market on, and you gather everybody around, and then we would trade. Today, it didn't trade at all. It's the last recorded trade is 20 Rand. Buyers are 9 Rand 72. The sellers 20 Rand. The market cap 350 million Rand. So it's still relatively small, even though it's been listed forever.
I always think of school shoes when I think of Rex Trueform, but it is in the apparel business, isn't it?
I think they've got some ladies' apparel as well.
Okay, we'll move right on from ladies' apparel to something else now and look at the downside on the JSE. Go to sharenet.co.za. And I must admit, I don't quite understand why EOH is not on the top five major moves to the downside. But I tell you what, Greg, Investec PLC and Investec Limited down 5.3% and 5.2% respectively. Is that a Brexit story? Is that a bank story? Is that a South Africa story? Or is it a combination of everything?
Yeah, you might say you sort of it ticks all three boxes, really. You know, unfortunately or fortunately, but, you know, at one point it was good for them. Now they seem to be in the wrong space. I mean, it's well known that they're going to unbundle the bank from the asset management side, I think about July. So that's an exciting prospect, and I think it will unlock value. But no specific news. They did give a pre-close update about a week ago, but there were no shocks there, really.
No, it actually looked rather good, I thought.
I thought the same. Ronnie went along and came up, you know, with some sort of positive vibes from the whole get-together.
Okay, well, we'll get to the bottom of that. Massmart down 5%, Brait down 4.8%, hovering around that 25 mark. Pioneer Foods was up 8.1% on Friday, down 4.25% today. Greg, we've got the US Federal Reserve at around about 8 o'clock this evening coming out with its pronouncement on US interest rates. I almost hope in a sort of sick way that they stick it to Donald Trump and raise interest rates, but of course they won't. And then tomorrow, Tencent's results are coming out. You'll probably sleep through that with your, you know, still recovering from flu, but there'll be a lot of traders trying to find some way to hedge their position in Naspers tomorrow, even though the JSE is closed.
Yeah, I've got a couple of brave clients that were buying Naspers this afternoon, and you know, and I'm just explaining, guys, look, there's nothing we can do tomorrow, and they're like, no, it's all, you know, it's all good. Let's have a go. The Naspers share price came down 58 Rand after being quite strong into the closeouts. finishing at 3,216. So off the recent highs, it's obviously got the multi-choice in there. So it's going to be a question of expectation. I think that'll be out 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Greg, anything else you want to add before you go off for your public holiday and we resume our chats on Friday morning? Anything else you want to impart?
Yes, I mean, Sibanye Gold, I mean, it was announced at 1 o'clock today. The court had sort of sided with Sibanye in this wage strike with AMCU. Share price initially rocketed up to about 18 rand, finished the day slightly better at 16.74. Up 18, but still, you know, wild times down at the sort of Sibanye farm.
Yeah, so stock that you love, A, because it's good for day trading, and B, because you really believe, like an old school South African stockbroker, you really believe in gold and platinum. Greg Davies, thank you very much for your time this evening, this morning, all week. We'll see you back after the public holiday on Friday. That was the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, the chief trader at Kratos Capital.